How to Test and Approve God's Will by Matt Arbaugh, Bible Study Magazine. Read by Jason Brown. Today's Bible verse comes from Romans 12:2. Test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For me, it didn't take long before I began to think the Bible might not be big enough. During my college years, the Bible guided me through many moral choices, like alcohol consumption. But it seemed to fall short in other areas, like which career path was right for me. This became a problem when I was offered a job. I felt called to do the work, but the job required me to move away from friends and family, and the pay was barely enough to make ends meet. While the Bible could not confirm that this job was God's call for me, the difficult circumstances seemed to indicate that this could not possibly be God's will. While the Bible holds no information about specific job offers, it does give insight into judging our circumstances. Two passages in Matthew and five loaves of bread changed my perspective. Number one, in Matthew 4, Jesus was tempted by Satan after fasting for 40 days. "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Satan did not ask Jesus to do something impossible. The man who changed water into wine would have no problem changing stones into bread. Rather, he tempted Jesus with something that he could easily do. Number two. Contrast that with Matthew 14. Here the disciples tell Jesus, "This is a remote place, and it's clearly getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Instead of taking their advice, Jesus tells his disciples to feed a crowd of 5,000 with just five loaves of bread. He does not ask them to do something easy. He asks them to do the impossible. I realized that there were plenty of differences between these two passages and the way I was judging God's will for my life. The ease of the path no longer seemed to be an indicator of God's call, as it did before. The more I studied God's word, the more I realized He was orchestrating my circumstances, not for comfort, but to encourage my dependence on Him. If I passed on a job opportunity simply because I know how difficult it seemed, I might be missing the whole point of why God was calling me to it in the first place. In the end, taking that job was the right move for me, not because it was the difficult path, but because it was the path God desired. Studying the Bible confirmed that, when the circumstances seemed to indicate otherwise. While the Bible does not always give us the direct answer we are looking for, we have the promise that God will renew our minds through it, so we can test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.